Thank you for tuning in to Connecting Faith. Hope you enjoyed the conversation with Joe Bender here just a few minutes ago. And we have the privilege of connecting with Lisa Marone every other Monday. She provides a Monday morning health tip online, which you can sign up for at lisamarone.com and read her great updates and encouragements. But today we get a chance to talk with Lisa again. And Lisa, looking forward to today. We're going to talk a little bit about overdue health checkups. I just this past weekend took my car in for service because the light came on the dashboard. Unfortunately, I guess we don't have those kind of lights on our dashboards. It probably wouldn't be a bad idea, though.
It wouldn't be a bad idea. You know, we have those kind of lights in our body that when they go off, and they usually go off with some kind of pain signal, we're pretty deep into our problem at that point. So, it would be great if we had lights, but we don't. So we do need to be proactive in how we approach the care and maintenance of our own vehicles, our temples.
You know, and it's I'm thinking, you know, it's maybe the routine things that get overlooked so often, right? It was easier when we were younger, right? We had the we went to the dentist and then we got our shots maybe once a year. And that was about it.
Yeah, you know, when you were a kid and you were in elementary school and junior high and high school, you had to go regularly to the doctor. You got your annual checkup. If you went away to camp, they wanted a camp checkup. You went to college, they give you a checkup before you go to college. But as with my college kids, that was the last checkup they had to have. And so when we get into adulthood, we kind of need to take over. And instead of being told by someone else, we need to tell ourselves, hey, it's time for our checkup. And the reason I wrote this Monday morning health tip was because over and over again, Neil, I'm evaluating a patient, and I'm a real holistic approach. And so I always ask them, tell me, when was the last time you had a full panel blood work done and were at your doctor's, other than being sick? And I would say over half of my patients cannot recount when they last went. It's over a year. They don't know. Maybe it's 3 years. And so there's just so many things that are happening in our bodies that we're unaware of, that the earlier we catch something going awry, the better. And our blood work is this beautiful panel. Just like when you brought your car in, they're going to connect it to a computer and it's going to come up with these readings and it's going to tell you what's off, what's not firing right. And our blood work does that for us, as well as, of course, tests that your doctor's going to run during your general checkup. So that's a really important visit.
Well, so let's talk about the kinds of things that we should be getting checked. I mean, I guess it probably shouldn't go without saying, but I mean, we do see our dentists and those things, but there are others that should be in the mix. Let's talk about those.
Yeah, you know, first of all, a lot of times when people go to see, say, a chiropractor regularly, they'd say, well, he's a doctor, she's a doctor, and so I do go see them, but they're not medical doctors, and so that doesn't count. So we do need to see our primary care physician. For ladies, as we get older, you know, when it's time to start seeing the gynecologist, when you're pregnant, of course, you're running to the obstetrician, part of that practice. When you reach about 40 as a woman, that's when you're starting to have your mammograms done. And those are annual tests that are done. You're also looking to go as men and women at about the age of 50. You need to have that colonoscopy done, that baseline colonoscopy. And people really shy away from that because of the whole prep that has to happen the day before, the cleaning of the colon. And but that is such a critical thing. I've just met so many people who have stage 4 colon cancer discovered in their 60s, and it's been brewing in their body, but they never bothered to get that colonoscopy. So that's really, really important. While you have a precancerous polyp that can be easily removed, as opposed to having it to have part of your colon taken out because of cancer. So the earlier the better with those things, Neil. And then we need to go to the dentist. You know, people also say, well, I don't go because it's an added expense, and I don't think I have any problems with my teeth. But if you're having bleeding while you're brushing, you have some inflamed gingivitis or problems in your gum, that has been correlated to heart disease. So if it is not taken care of and you have really bad gum disease, you're actually affecting your cardiac health. So there's a lot of different things that we need to be keeping track of.
Probably, you know, eye doctor as well, right?
Oh, yes, absolutely. An ophthalmologist is a good, you know, if you're having trouble with your vision or you're having headaches, certainly you want to go get that checked out. But I would say by the age of 50, it's good to have a baseline, because we can have problems like macular degeneration or glaucoma or issues that start really subtly and we don't know that they're there. but they can see them because they're peering deep into our eyes. And so it is important that we get those baselines. Once someone gives you a baseline, they said, you're all clear, they'll tell you, don't come back for 5 years or don't come back for 10 years. So I'd rather hear that than just not know and drift off until the point when, like, that blinking red light comes on in my body and I know there's a major problem happening.
And, of course, I mean, we hear stories all the time about, well, fortunately they caught it early, whatever it is. And, how wonderful that is to be able to say, that's just, God's grace and a little bit of discipline and planning on our part, I guess.
Yeah, and another thing that is easy to catch early for men is prostate cancer. Yeah. So prostate cancer doesn't become recognized by you until it is really, your prostate is really obstructing something. And so just your prostate exam, about 50 years old going in, not only checking your prostate, but also checking your testosterone levels. Because not only does that, as men grow older, you tend to lose levels or your levels of testosterone lower, but it increases your risk of muscle injury. It increases hair loss. It increases vigor and clarity of thought. All of those things could be simply avoided if you just knew, oh, okay, I need a little bit of a testosterone supplement. So why not live strong and well? It just takes a little bit of those maintenance checkups.
Which is, of course, what Lisa Marone has been speaking about and writing about and working toward for years. Physical therapist, professor, author, and speaker, encouraging us to get healthy for heaven's sake, title of one of her great books out not too long ago. And so, Lisa, some of these things we don't do regularly, we should, but maybe it's, if the doctor says don't come back for a couple of years, then we kind of lose track. So is there a good way to kind of keep track of those things?
Yeah, I came up with a way for myself, Neil, that I just have just been sharing with my patients and my readers. I took a very simple approach to it. I grabbed myself an index card, and I wrote down the list of all of the specialists, the doctors that I go to, my primary care physician, my gynecologist, my ophthalmologist, and what have you, my dentist. And then I put their names next to it, and then I put their telephone numbers right on that index card. And then in the last column, in pencil, I wrote in when was the last time I had scheduled my appointment with them. Now, if you don't remember that, you can just put a quick call into that physician's office or dentist's office, and they'll let you know when you were there. And if it's been over a year and it's an annual visit, then you're on the phone already with them. You can schedule that appointment. But then I just tacked that on the inside of one of my kitchen cabinet doors. Because every time I open that, I see that, and I'm, oh, okay, that appointment's coming due. And so that's a way that, for me, I was able to organize and keep track of my own visits, and then, multiply that by the number of people in your family. If you happen to be a mom and you've got a number of kids, and you have to coordinate their visits or schedule their visits each year. So it's just a great way to keep track. So when I go to that doctor, I erase my last appointment, and I put in my new appointment, and it's just a way to keep that right in front of my eyes so I don't miss any of my important appointments.
It doesn't have to be complicated. In fact, maybe the simpler is better. In this case, you can find, by the way, Lisa's Monday Morning Health Tip. You could look for her column on overdue for your health checkup, and you find a little information about that actually online, lisamarone.com. Lisa, before we go, is there anything when we have a checkup, are there some general rules maybe for going to the doctor that we should have ready to talk about, or maybe even question we think, well, I don't have to go unless there's been a serious injury or something? Talk about both those areas.
Yeah, I would think one of the things that I find that is best brought up by the patient. When you're going in, your doctor, of course, is going to take all of your normal, they're going to take your weight and your height and your blood pressure and your pulse. But sometimes doctors, when they're giving you a script for your blood work, if you are not or have not had problems with diabetes or prediabetes, they often will not ask to have an A1C test done. It's usually a test that doctors historically use just for diabetic patients. But if you bring that up to your doctor and say, hey, I'd like to know if I'm insulin resistant at all, can I have that test done? A lot of them will just say, sure, and they'll put that on. And that test can give you a clearer view up to like 3, 4, 7 years before you become diabetic. You can begin to know whether or not your blood sugars are starting to get out of your control and your body's not functioning properly. So that A1C test, my doctor automatically puts that down on my script, not because I've asked, but because she does that. But I would say that's only about 50-50 in terms of the physicians out there, because it's not standard American Medical Association practice yet. Hmm. But it is quickly becoming that because of our diabetic epidemic.
Sure. And, you know, if we have a cut or a fall, it doesn't hurt to get checked, right?
Absolutely. And especially if you've gotten a fall that you struck in your head. You might have lost a little bit of consciousness, or you're having some headaches or dizziness. A lot of times we treat head injuries very lightly, and we just want to brush it off and go lay down. But it is good to get that checked out by a physician. And that would be a walk-in emergency visit, you know, sure, if you've just injured your head.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, hopefully we're going to use our heads and make our appointments. In fact, Ted and I are going to be making calls this afternoon, Lisa. Just wanted you to know.
All right. I'm checking back with you guys.
I know you will. That's the trouble. So we're going to do it. Lisa Marone, physical therapist, professor, author, speaker, Get Healthy for Heaven's Sake is the title of one of her great books, which she's written about headaches and migraines and overeating and sleeping well and diabetes, all those things. Sign up for her Monday morning health tip as well on the website, lisamarone.com. Lisa, great to visit with you. Thanks for your good insight.
Always a pleasure.